authority is to resemble Christ more and more each day. A difficult assignment, to be sure. But notice the last phrase of that verse. It says, justice from the Lord, the Spirit. That phrase tells us how we can resemble Christ. If we allow him to do so, the Holy Spirit transforms us from the inside out. Moses experienced outward transformation when he saw the glory of God. Christians enjoy inward transformation when we see the same glory. Working through his Holy Spirit, God completes the work of salvation and transformation in our hearts and lives. Consequently, worship, genuine, heartfelt worship, represents the primary means of our transformation into the image of God. I mean, you can't be like Christ if you're not reflecting Christ. And you can't reflect Christ if you first don't behold Christ. We will not behold him unless worship, Bible study, and prayer become the foundations upon which we build our lives for the Lord. This is what Christianity is all about. It's not about us. It's about him. I fear and sense a real emptiness in our souls because we allow our worship of God to focus primarily on our needs and desires. Thus, rather than behold him, we look in the mirror of God's word with veiled faces, and all we see is ourselves. And rather than consider additional ways to worship God individually or privately, or corporately and publicly, we selfishly strategize how little we can worship God and still call ourselves Christians. No wonder we're not transformed. If you're a follower of modern Christian worship music, then the name Matt Redman should be known to you. He's led worship around the world. He's written worship songs that are sung in churches on every continent. He's authored some great books on worship, including Face Down, Blessed Be Your Name, The Unquenchable Worshiper, and Mirror Ball, his latest, which deals with what it means to reflect God's dazzling radiance. In one of his early ministries, music leader Matt Redman listened as his pastor Mike Palavecchi instructed him to remove any potential hindrances from their church's worship service. And sensing that they were missing the true spirit of worship, the two church leaders concluded that their music was cold and lifeless despite having quality musicians and a great sound system. So Pastor Mike called for a drastic course of action. And suspecting that their aids for worship were actually a distraction, he urged Matt to strip away all of the usual familiar means of worship in the church. And so when the congregation gathered the next Sunday, there were no musicians and no music. They sat in awkward periods of silence at first, but soon sporadic voices of prayers moved across the gathering. The approach was simple, according to Pastor Mike. He said, we weren't going to lean so hard on those outward things anymore. And he went on to say, when you come through the doors of the church on Sunday, what are you bringing as your offering to God? And he wasn't talking about money. He said, what are you going to sacrifice to God today? Soon the musicians and the music did return, but the people were different. The songs in their hearts caught up with the songs on their lips. And after watching this unfold for a period of several weeks, Matt Redman wrote this worship song. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Here's the chorus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Do you remember Jesus' words to the Samaritan woman in John 4:23? He said, an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is seeking people who will worship him more than anyone or anything else. Are you willing to be that kind of a Christian? Is God's glory more important to you than anything else? I ask you to consider three questions today as we begin our meditation on God's word. What is your life's greatest privilege? What is your life's greatest purpose? What is your life's greatest priority? I hope you can leave this service and say with conviction and prove with the way you live, my life's greatest privilege is to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and Lord. My life's greatest purpose is to reflect Jesus Christ to the world. My life's greatest priority is to resemble Christ. Amen? Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray as I prayed in the pastor's office before the service that you would lift the veil off of our hearts and minds and eyes this morning. God, help us to see you in all of your glory and all of your greatness and all of your goodness. Help us to spend time reading and studying the Bible and coming to understand what it means, how you want to care for us and provide for us and take care of us and lead us and help us and nurture us and transform us. Help us to pray more and more. Help us just to pour out our hearts to you. Whatever is happening in our life, you're anxious to hear from us. You care about us, and you want to respond to the needs in our life and to what our ambitions are. But most importantly, Lord, help us to realize again, when we come to church on Sundays, when we worship you privately throughout the week, it's not about us. It's not about what's happening with the music and with the pastor and whether or not the greeters greeted us today or somebody talked to us in the coffee time later. Father, our focus should be primarily on you. And I pray that from this day forward, our life's greatest privilege will be knowing that we've received you as our Lord and Savior. That our life's greatest purpose, our goal, our aim is to reflect Jesus Christ back to the world, to show him, to show the world how lovely and great he is. May our life's ultimate greatest priority be to resemble Christ in everything that we say and do. May your Holy Spirit make it happen in each of our lives. I ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.